And maybe we should give them a speakerphone.
Yeah.
Saving some time on cuffing and cuffing. So is this your alter ego?
Yes.
Michael Johnson?
Yes, sir.
2826?
Can you hear me clearly, sir?
I can't hear them. Hey. Hello?
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
I can't hear them.
Can you put...
Okay. Hello?
Sir, can you hear me?
I'm trying to hear. Okay.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who has Mr. Johnson?
I got it.
This is going to be interesting, Mr. Johnson, because your panel chairman today is Mr. Michael Johnson. So, I will hand over the panel chairman to Mr. Michael Johnson. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm blessed, sir.
That's good.
Good afternoon.
Sir, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Michael Johnson, 148206.
Okay, so you're going for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is the Honorable Luis Quinones. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair, okay?
I didn't hear that last part.
I said I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today.
Okay.
And also...
Okay,
and also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Westby. I think you made it. Can you punch him up on the screen now?
Three. Didn't do it.
Yeah, it's Mr. Westby, sir. So Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, okay? Mr. Johnson, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notifies you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Represent myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Wesley in. Do you sign and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Johnson. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. That allegation reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1010 North 31st Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 24, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you are absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're
welcome. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Johnson, I'm going to move to violate the delinquent. If he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, then he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from Mr. Westby, and then we're going to go over some information and come back to you, Mr. Johnson, for any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
January 23rd, 2018, Mr. Johnson was released from DOC. He was arrested February 23rd, 2018 by Phoenix PD Subject was trespassing, no charges were filed. He was back in DOC custody February 23rd, 2018, with an adjusted CSCD of September 21st, 2018, 29 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1999, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 1999, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2004, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2005, trafficking and stolen property, 2 counts, each for 5.5 years. 2011, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS absconder 37 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2009, TIS release completion, 1 year. 2012, TIS release absconder 203 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations have been significant, with drugs, threats, and violence noted. The arrest, 1985, robbery, Washington, juvenile detention. 1986, escape, second degree, Washington County Jail. 1992, narcotic drug violation, Washington, felony conviction, probation. 1994, DUI, Washington, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And all other arrests since then resulted in charges not filed or not processed. His community risk score is a G3B4.
How long in 2012 he had absconded? It was 200 some days.
203.
Okay. Okay, so when you were released on January 23rd, you were released and approved to reside at the Oasis located at 1010 North 31st Avenue. Then on the following day, January 24th, you reported an established residence at the Phoenix Oasis. However, on January 25th, you left the facility and never returned, subsequently resulting in being discharged from the program. You didn't change your residence, and you left without the approval of your assigned PO, and they didn't have any other addresses for you. So why'd you leave?
At that time, I'm suffering from chronic hepatitis C. I'm in the late stages. I told my fiance, I was honest with her at the time. At that time, she broke up with me. I was pretty disgruntled and just gave up. I ended up using drugs and was down sleeping in a dumpster. I gave up on myself. I've been here for, I've got repeated drug offenses. I'm 50 years old, almost. Drug addict, I need help. I need the words up if I can get it. So a drug treatment or a 6-month type discipleship program, a dream center. I don't know. I'm at the mercy of the board. I'm scared to go back to school because I don't have much time left to live. But I'm not a bad person. I have good driver's license. I'm certified HVAC. I'm an employable person. I just need to be sober to do it.
That's just very true, sir. So you wasn't working while you were out there, sir?
No.
Okay. So you didn't do any UAs prior to absconding, is that right?
No.
And you didn't meet back with your PO. So why didn't you contact your PO and just try to work something out with your PO?
Because I was scared. By truthfully, how do you come to a realization with that? I was scared.
Okay, do you have any family or relatives here in Arizona, sir?
I have a brother who lives in Peoria, but I don't know where he lives.
This is
my sister lives in Washington State.
September 21st.
The only friend I have with any consequence is a gentleman that owns a nonprofit organization that helps people like me. His name is Leon Makinka, FreshStartNewBeginnings.org. Mm-hmm. Helps people with housing and work, substance abuse issues. And then I've been affiliated with Pastor Wallen, Church on the Street, the Dream Center.
So, sir, have you still been using drugs since you've been back in?
No. In fact, 2 years prior to me being released, I was absent. It doesn't make no sense to me because I worked towards being sober every day for 2 years while I was in custody.
And then when you got out?
I was sober every day.
It was
my choice.
Well, it went to this one thing if you were there. So when the police found you, what were you doing when you came in contact with Phoenix PD, sir?
I was passed out in a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
I was asleep in a dumpster. I lost my voice because of pneumonia. Within a matter of a month, I deteriorated severely. In fact, I still got severe issues with my feet. Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to be helping me with medical treat my feet because I just overcame an infection that almost took my finger. I deteriorated that, and the Hep C is not helping.
Well, sir, I do understand that, and sympathize with some of the issues that you're having out there, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional. Since the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Johnson, we're going to go and come up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. So is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussing without repeating yourself, sir?
Yes, sir. Is there an option, a home arrest option, for me to go to like Miracle Reentry Center? I think they have a drug program for people like me, or getting put in the home arrest at the Dream Center. The Dream Center is a 6-month discipleship program. They have a liaison that works with the parole department, Joe Barraza, that I could do a home arrest. Something to where I could be helped to become a sober, productive person at the end of this time. I need help. I need some kind of drug treatment. Sit here and on a yard. Obviously, you know as well as I do. How far the drugs, the yards are with drugs is, it's not an option for me. I'm scared. My health is deteriorating. I don't have much family. So I pray in their hands, hopefully there's an option that'll help me.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
Whatever it takes.
The board's going to go into discussion at this time, Mr. Johnson. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion. We'll make a determination during the discussion whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, this is a very kind of a sad case here with the board's in discussion now, but this is a sad case with Mr. Johnson. He says that he has, I believe it was hepatitis 3, and that is causing him some problems. He got out and he was at the halfway house and called his girlfriend, told him that he had hepatitis C, and she broke up with him. He says that it just discouraged him, and he gave up, and he was found in a dumpster when he was arrested and brought back to DOC. Since he's been back at DOC, he says he hadn't done any drugs, but he also said that prior to him going out, he was 2 years drug-free while at DOC, that he did that on his own, and I think that he's having some medical illnesses according to him now that he needs to get taken care of, and I think it's best he'll be released on September 21st of 2018, that if Mr. Johnson can take that time that he has in there and work on getting his health together, work on a plan to get himself together for when he's released, and try to stay off drugs, get involved in some type of rehab programs, whether it's NAAA, a drug program inside the DOC, so that when he gets out, he'll be a much stronger person and much more able to better handle himself once he's released out there on the streets. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Johnson, finding that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as he did relapse on drugs and was an absconder from supervision. That's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Yes, sir.
Sir, the board voted to revoke the community supervision, sir. Really hope that you would take this time while you still have. We'll be released on September 21st of 2018. Sir, take the time while you're in there to try to get your health together, sir. Stay off of drugs, get involved in the rehab program. Work with your CO3 while you're there, sir, to see if you can come up with a program or something that when you're released, sir, that you be in good health, you be a stronger person, and better able to handle yourself when you're out there on the street. So, Mr. Johnson, thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Thank you.